Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Tawalets with me, Arin Cristobal. Before I talk about what's happening in this episode, I would like to remind everyone to check out the description of this episode in whatever platform you're listening on. Check it out on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. And be sure to check out the description because I'm going to be linking there my website, arinkingking.com, and also my affiliate page. So please check out arinkingking.pasio, PASSIO.ECO, ECO. So I'll be putting that in the description so that you can check out some of the items that you've been asking about. Where did I get this? Where did I get that? The links are directly there so that you can buy it directly from the store, Shopee or Lazada. So what has been going on with me recently? A lot of stuff has been going on. The play just finished, so I'm really relieved about that. I am going to be going on an audition for a film. I can't really talk about that. It's just an audition, but it's very exciting. What else has been going on? Actually, very interestingly, tomorrow I'm going to be interviewed for a segment for a story on findom in the Philippines. Now, how I suddenly became the expert of findom in the Philippines, I do not understand. I think people tend to forget that I only learned about this in February and started doing it in April. It's just that it was something that really interested me, especially when it started happening for real. And I don't know why people think that I'm an expert all of a sudden at findom in the Philippines. In fact, I know a few followers that have commented that they've been doing this for a while. I am no expert here. I only learned about it in February, but then in April was the only time I became active because I started seeing results. And of course, I want to share this with everyone because it's such an interesting, weird world, but it seems fun. It's a nice little hobby for me. And segueing to my guest for this evening, my guest is actually a new addition to the roster of pay pigs that I have, who have come and go. This is Juma Pig. Hello, Juma Pig.
Hi, Miss Erin.
Hello. Welcome to my podcast. I'm glad that you agreed to this. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's my privilege.
Amazing. So I wanted to ask you because we've talked, and you told me that you've been doing this for a really long time. I kind of want to ask you how you got started into it, if you don't mind.
Of course, yeah. I got started when I was around 16. I'm 26. So it's been about 10 years now.
Would you tell people that you were 16 when you would start?
I mean, it is legal. It's consensual if you're 16 in my country, but it depends where you would be from.
Mm.
But so yeah, most of the time I didn't. And at the time, findom wasn't as popular. Like on Twitter and everything, TikTok didn't exist.
Correct.
So yeah.
So I wouldn't have known about it, actually.
Yeah. I learned it in a weird way.
How did you learn it?
Let's say like around 13 years old, like every little boy, you start looking at porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that I had an attraction to, you know, BDSM porn and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to take it a little further and talk with people about it. Okay. And I got on Twitter and I found out about findom, just going through tweets about BDSM pretty much.
Interesting.
And then that's how I started. Because I like being dominated and humiliated and everything.
Yeah.
And findom was just this... the same thing, but giving money and giving my sacrifice, pretty much.
How were you able to afford that at 16?
I started working at 16. In my country, we can like get out of school at 16. I'm in France, by the way. Mm-hmm. So we can get out of school at 16.
Yeah.
And we can just go get a job.
That's so interesting because I have had to turn away minors just because I don't feel right about taking money from people who are below school age, right? But it felt fine for you at that time?
I mean, at the time, it wasn't, you know, I didn't really think about it. It came after, like when I was like 22, 23, I was like, yeah, I was kind of young to be doing it. But I mean, I started and I liked it and it's been my hobby ever since. So
that's so interesting.
And I spent like over like since I was 16 till now, I spent like over 30,000 around.
And no regrets?
No.
Amazing. No. That's awesome. So tomorrow, I said in my intro that I'm going to be interviewed about Findom. And I've only been doing this since April. I learned about it in February. I started doing it in April. So there's actually a lot that I don't know. And I'm still kind of navigating. So how would you go about explaining Findom? Let's say you are in the news.
I'm kind of in the news right now.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's just say it's very different for everyone. It's a different experience for everyone. Because Findom, it's not for everyone. And you can't just come into the community expecting to get rich quick, because that's what most people try to promote. But it can work for some. It's a rare case that like really pretty people can get loads of money quick. You know, it happens. But most of the time, if you want to get into Findom, you have to give it time. You have to give it, you know, a sort of sacrifice. And little by little, you get money more and more. But it's better if you're naturally dominant also.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're a naturally dominant person, it will come way easier. It will come like no problem. Because if you're forcing yourself, first of all, the pay pigs will feel it.
Yeah.
And it might turn them off, you know. Every pay pig is different also.
Yeah.
Some guys like extreme humiliation, like no limits, 24/7. Some guys like it with a gentle dom, like a more...
Like a good boy. You're such a good boy, like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Through my experience, most of the pay pigs I've encountered and spoken with, they like to be humiliated like 24/7, like 90% of it.
And you've made a lot of friends in this community.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there are some that come and go, but yeah.
That's awesome. Is this something that you think you'll be doing until you get older? Or do you think that it's just like you need to get it out of your system and then it'll go away eventually?
Well, I'm 26. I'm still a virgin. I never had a girlfriend. So
okay.
I don't know if...
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I had a pay pig that had to hide it from his girlfriend and his wife. And I didn't feel so right about that. But I was just like, you know what? Whatever. It's his money. Do you think that's going to change if you do get a girlfriend?
I think so. I mean, to be honest, the best way I could get a girlfriend is if she is one also, like a Findom.
That's true too.
I would give her all of my money directly. That would be awesome.
She is the bank. You're just giving it to her the whole
time. Yeah. I work for her directly.
That sounds like fun for you, right? That would be so much fun for you. Yeah. So what do you say for Findom? Because a lot of women I know are a little apprehensive about it. And I've gotten comments also from, you know, angry conservative people about how you're using your sexuality and things like that. But for me personally, there's nothing sexual about it for me. I'm having fun. I'm doing my thing, right? But I know that it can be very sexual for males. In your experience, what is it like for you?
Mostly it does get me turned on when I send money. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, Findom is mostly a psychological type of domination. It's not really physical.
Right.
So it's more of the person, like the dom manipulating the sub to pay, etc. So it can be sexual, how it can be more psychological. So it depends. It depends on the person also. Some people are just naturally more sexual with it. And some are not. Like, you're more just a natural person with it.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I found out that a girl that I used to perform with in New York is a dom, and she makes a comedy show about it and everything, but hers is very extreme. And I feel like this is something I would never do. Tell me if this is something that you would do. She would meet up with them. First of all, I was like, what? You should meet up with them and bring them to the ATM. And then I started seeing videos about it on my TikTok after looking through Findom content, right? Isn't that kind of scary?
It's called a cash meet.
Yeah.
And most people do it with a person, like a partner. Like, you know, they won't go alone most of the time.
Right.
In case, you never know, of course. But most people do it when they get to know the sub for a couple of months, mostly, you know, most of the time.
That makes sense.
But Yeah.
It's already a relationship once you're doing that. It has formed.
In general, yes. But I mean, some people, like I said, some people are really hungry for money and would do anything for it. So they wouldn't care to get their life in danger and just try it out.
That is a scary thought. What is the most extreme thing that you have done or asked?
I mean,
is it safe to talk about?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, I've done everything in FinDom that you can imagine. So I've done pretty much everything, every type of fetish and everything. So I can tell you a little. Like, for example, you know, some PayPigs, they don't care about consent.
Oh.
And some DOMs are the same. So, okay. So some people, like, I didn't ask for this, but like a girl one time, like 2-3 years ago, you know, she asked for photos of myself. And then she started to blackmail me with it.
Ooh.
Like trying to say, I'm going to show it on social media with your number and everything. Yeah. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
But since it was kind of spontaneous and I liked the fact that she was like dominating me and making me feel like that, I still paid. And she took a lot of my money, but I liked it. Even though it wasn't consensual, but yeah.
Okay.
But I've done more extreme things if you want me to tell it, but I don't
want you to.
It's
so interesting. Yeah. I want to hear it.
I kind of explained it to you like 2 days ago.
Okay.
I paid some people for foot pics because I have a foot fetish, and they sent me like a photo of a Google image foot pic.
Oh.
And I pretty much paid for it, even though knowing it was a Google image foot pic, because I was just so weak about it. I was just so horny. And it's basically, it's called, in FinDom, it's actually a thing. It's called a scam fetish.
Wow.
It's basically there's guys that want to be scammed and they will pay you for it.
That is, see, now that I'm delving deeper into this, there is so much more to this that I don't even know. A scam fetish. Okay. So have you ever been scammed?
Yeah, of
course. Many times. And you're okay with it. You have that fetish.
Yeah, I even think them.
How many of your scams are from men? Would you know?
Well, I generally like being scammed by women.
yeah, for sure.
But generally, like, I get scammed when I know the person is really a female.
Mm.
But of course, yeah, we can never know sometimes. But
that's true.
Yeah, I generally verify that person is female.
Mm.
And then I get scammed.
Interesting.
If you ever want to send me a Google image pic, I'll still pay for it.
Hello mga kapitbahay, I'm Natalie from Kudazzers, a podcast that discusses diverse topics that deal with the Gen Y and Gen Z experience on growing up, adulting, dating, sex, relationships, family, culture, and social issues. Check out Kudazzers on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. Now, back to the episode. Kudazzers.
Okay, yeah. Would you know how much you spend? Because I know for a fact, and I'm okay with this, that you serve a lot of goddesses. I actually like it because I see a lot of pesos in your posts. Like, okay, there are a lot of country women doing the work out there. So how much do you think you spend on like a monthly average?
Well, in France, I gain like around 60,000 pesos a month.
Right.
So it's like a 1,100 euros around there.
Okay.
And I basically spend, like when I get my pay, I spend for rent, for food, and then the rest is for FinDom. I give all my money.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I am not in the position to give you financial advice, but all right. I know how you manage your money. Interesting. Very interesting.
So I basically, like for example, my rent, because I don't live alone, so I just pay a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
I pay around like around 200.
Mm-hmm.
And for the food, 150. So it's pretty much 350 euros. And the other 700, I just use it on FinDom.
Wow. All right. Do you know anyone who has actually drained themselves to ruin? Because I've heard that a lot. I don't feel comfortable with ruining, right? I've heard it a lot, and I know that people are comfortable. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you know someone who was actually ruined by FinDom?
Well, when I started, I didn't have any limits, so I got for myself pretty much. I was like almost 900 euros in debt. So, yeah.
Okay.
And well, most of the doms didn't care I was in debt, so I just kept sending.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what to say. It's so strange to me. It's so, do you still, you've been doing it for so long. Is it so normal for you, or are there still things in fandom that surprise you?
No, it's just funny to me. Like, I like speaking to new persons like you because, you know, some people want all their life without knowing about this. And I learned it so young.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny to me when I find like new people or people of a certain age that, you know, have more experience or know more than life than me that just found out about this. And it's, you know, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
And I like teaching people. I like to get them know what it is exactly. And you can do what you want with that information. But yeah.
Okay. And you got into it 10 years ago. You started on Twitter. Was it really Twitter that started all of this? Or
to be honest, yeah, it was mostly on Twitter. There was like certain forums, but it wasn't that popular. It wasn't that big. It was very niche. And on Twitter, fandom really peaked on Twitter around like 2017, 2018. And I started 2 years before that, like in 2016. So,
yeah, how would you do it like, without Twitter?
I didn't do it without Twitter. I found it out on Twitter. So if I didn't find it out on Twitter, I didn't, you know, I wouldn't have done it. But after it became popular on Twitter, it became popular on Instagram.
Oh.
So little by little, like other social medias were taking, you know, part of it.
Interesting. And now TikTok too, because that's how a lot of my PayPigs found me. Not so much on Twitter. My Twitter is actually an experiment. It's very slow.
Yeah, I know.
There. It's very slow compared to TikTok. Is that because it's new?
No, I mean, to be honest, I'm finding that you're growing well. You're already at like 100 followers around there.
I love it. You're really keeping track. Good job.
Yeah. I look at your page every day. I like everything. Don't worry.
Amazing.
And you're doing a good growth.
Okay.
To be honest. Like I said, some people, it's rare cases. Like the, you know, on TikTok, Bella talks a lot.
Yeah.
I know her Twitter and she has like around 900 followers.
Interesting.
But she's been doing it for a couple months. She's been doing it like since October, November, 2022.
Yeah.
So it's been a couple months and she only has 900 followers.
She actually said that she tried it out even before Euphoria, the show. That came out.
Oh, yeah, Euphoria. Yeah.
That's been a while. So it's been a couple of years, right? Or no?
I mean, on her Twitter account that's dedicated for fandom at least, it's only been a couple months.
Uh-huh.
Before that, maybe tried it before.
Can I just say that, okay, so I learned everything from Bella, right? Every time I look at her page, I'm just like, idol. I'm in my brand new Tesla, idol. Like, I'm just like, okay, if Bella can do it. Do you think, because a lot of girls are hating on Bella, I understand their concern because they say, you know, you make it look so easy. It's not that easy. Understood. But I find that a lot of people are kind of annoyed at how she is making a lot of people come into it. A lot of new people come into it. And I disagree. I want to know your thoughts on that. Because for me, I feel like every person has a market. Like, for example, the PayPigs that like me won't necessarily like my followers. And the same thing for them and for me. It's a different look. It's a different attitude, right? Would you say that there will be a time it will be too saturated?
To be honest with you, it's becoming too saturated now.
Oh.
Because with the TikTok thing, because other people, like before Bella, there was like 2-3 years ago when TikTok started like to really peak, there was like a certain videos on fandom that had like almost 1 million likes.
Wow.
And when that happened, every time I went on Twitter and I put fandom, all I see was new doms. Mm. And it's not a problem there's new doms. It's cool. But the thing is that they don't know really about it. So they might do a lot of stuff that's not good within the fandom community. Some will be like mostly selling content and acting like a sugar baby when the most PayPigs don't want that, you know? Because they don't really know. So it's just that it's okay that there's new people. They just have to be more informed.
Understood.
And some people don't inform it well. It's like a get-rich-quick scheme for them.
Right.
So they just think they're going to get money right away. And that's the only problem about it. Besides that, there's no other problem.
Yeah, because I feel like, because I was talking about it, and I feel like every day someone gets a paycheck around the world. Every day someone starts working, right? Every day. So I don't think there's going to be a shortage of people.
Oh, the thing is that if Twitter gets suspended, like, because Twitter is not so good right now, like with Elon Musk. I don't know if you've been following. But yes, I don't know if Twitter survives long enough. Findom, I think, will survive long enough because it's Findom is really on Twitter most of the, like 90%.
I heard a few people are moving at the Hive. So yeah, that's interesting. We'll see.
There's Maybe there's also Threads.
No? Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, anyway, I think we covered a lot today. This is great. I kind of want you to come back on another episode. Would that be cool with you?
Yeah, of course, no problem. We can do like a follow-up every month or every week, whatever you want.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, sorry you were going to say something.
You asked me about my most crazy thing that I did.
Yes.
And it passed through my head. One time with a Dom, this wasn't too long ago. It was like a year ago. I gave her my credit card information. And I let her like spend my money on it pretty much. And I only have one credit card. So it was like all my money on it.
Dang.
So yeah, she just used it like for Amazon. She used it for, but you got to be careful if you're using someone else's credit card because it could block, like for Amazon, for example, it could block your account. So you got to be careful where if you ever do that.
I don't plan to do that. That's just a little intense.
Yeah, it is intense. For me, it was also.
Yeah. So yeah. Thank you so much, Juma Pig. Wow, I think I'm going to have you back here again because this was very informative. And I'll update you as well about the news interview tomorrow. So thank you so much. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much, Juma Pig. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode. If you have any questions you'd like to ask, please go to our social media Instagram, Tawalets, T-A-W-A-L-E-T-S. And make sure to ask your questions on there because I'm the one manning that account as well. So if there's anything about Findom that you want to know, we can have Juma Pig back another time to answer those questions. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope to hear you again. Next week, we're going to have Belle Rodolfo. If you don't follow her, she is a beauty content creator. Lovely, lovely LGBTQ. I don't know why I had to say that, but we're going to be talking about that. No, we're going to be talking about that next week. Thanks, everyone. And I hope you have an amazing day wherever and whenever you're listening from. Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit Podcast Network Asia's social media or visit www.podcastnetwork.asia. Also by Podmetrics. Track your podcast stats across multiple platforms to have a full view of your audience and clout. Sign up and create your account for free at podmetrics.co using our code TAWALETS. All caps. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of TAWALETS. Really, guys, I appreciate that you are listening to this. It's insane. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.